Where did you go? Then I'm there's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down.
Black
or white.
Legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make-believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into...
Drunk.
You're fired.
Be hired. Hired.
Donald. Drunk.
Space not to love.
Donald. Drunk.
He's a great disgrace, so be hired. Hired.
Donald. Drunk.
Space.
Ben. Donald. Drunk.
Says.
I greatly appreciate you informing me on three separate occasions that I'm not under investigation. Nonetheless, I concur with the judgment of the Justice Department that you should be fired.
Be hired. Hired.
Donald. Drunk.
Face. Ben Hur.
Donald. Drunk.
Says.
You're fired.
Be hired. Hired.
Donald. Drunk.
Face. Are we not the Superman? Are you pure Superman?
Yeah, we are the Superman.
Super duper Superman.
Is this Nazi land so good? Would you leave it if you could?
Yeah, this Nazi land is good. We'd leave it if we could.
We bring the world new order.
Donald Trump.
This world new order. Everyone a foreign race. We love
Donald Trump.
Space when we bring to the world disorder.
When Donald Trump
says.
It took guts for Director Comey to make the move that he made in light of the kind of opposition he had where they're trying to protect her from criminal prosecution. You know that. It took a lot of guts.
Be hired. Hired.
Donald Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be hired. Hired.
Donald Trump.
Space.
Donald Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be hired. Hired. Right in.
Donald Trump.
Space.
Until the combination of Jim Comey's letter on October 28th and Russian WikiLeaks raised doubts in the minds of people.
This is CNN Breaking News.
All right, we have major breaking news. We're interrupting that report. Jeff Zeleny, our White House, senior White House correspondent, is joining us on the future of the FBI director.
The president of the United States has terminated the director of the FBI, James Comey.
Jim Comey is out at the FBI.
The FBI director James Comey has been fired.
It says today, President Donald J. Trump informed FBI director James Comey that he has been terminated and removed from office.
You were the one that was best positioned to win based on all of the great things you've done in your career, and you lost.
Absolutely explosive news out of Washington tonight.
The city erupting at the news.
The bombshell announcement.
It is seismic. It's bizarre and it's an earthquake.
It is so outrageous. It is so grotesque.
It is so wrong.
This is shocking.
Shocked would be a gross understatement.
This is a crisis for the country.
The shockwaves will ripple out here.
Trump had his bodyguard take a dismissal letter, complete with a totally normal digression about how the president didn't collude with Russia, okay, and hand deliver it straight to FBI headquarters, where Comey wasn't.
He actually dispatched Keith Schiller, who was his longtime bodyguard and head of personal security at Trump Tower. Keith Schiller is now the director of Oval Office operations at the White House. He was dispatched to the FBI headquarters to deliver, hand-deliver Trump's letter terminating
Keith Schiller,
Comey.
His personal bodyguard, was the person who delivered the letter firing the man investigating the president's campaign.
That is correct.
He was in Los Angeles, where he learned about his firing from a TV report.
Apparently, the FBI director was at an event in Los Angeles. He had no idea this was coming and learned about it from the televisions behind him.
Yeah, that's ugly.
In response, Mr. Comey laughed. He said he thought it was a fairly funny prank.
So Trump, who is famous for firing people on TV, is now firing people via TV.
Got in an SUV and was slowly followed down the highway in a weird echo of the OJ chase. Except not really, because we know the president would never have fired his good friend the Juice. Then Sean Spicer managed the narrative by hiding in the bushes so reporters wouldn't film him.
The real question is how Comey is going to get home. He's out in Los Angeles with the FBI plane, and he's no longer the FBI director, so will he have the ability to use the plane to fly home?
You can't just fire the FBI director. Like, I mean, if he's gone, who's going to investigate Russia's ties to...
The cross pressure for the White House is going to remain for the foreseeable future. Russia, Russia, Russia. And now the question is, where was James Comey's, where was the investigation heading? I mean, did he fire him because he gleaned something about where the investigation was heading? And I'm not being conspiratorial. I'm looking at the president's patterns, and his patterns are to remove people, to wave a shiny object, and this is what, you know, I think happened with Yates, to say, well, she refused to enforce the Muslim ban. Hey, by the way, the Muslim ban was viewed as unconstitutional by two courts. So she wasn't bonkers for doing that. And she was in the White House's crosshairs for waving a flag about a guy who Donald Trump, we know he didn't want to fire Mike Flynn. I mean, there were lots of people in his own circle who were warning him about Mike Flynn. So this story tonight, I think, is like throwing, I keep thinking of boulders, but it just feels like such a big deal, throwing a boulder in a pond, and we'll see where those waves lead us.
Remember, Sally Yates was acting attorney general, and one of the things she told the Trump administration was that his inner circle advisor, Flynn, was compromised by the Russians, and she gets fired. Preet Bharara is the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York. He's the one who has jurisdiction over any investigation into what happened at Trump Tower. And after Donald Trump originally embraced him and said he wanted to keep him on, Preet gets fired. And now it turns out that James Comey, who says he has an active and ongoing investigation, will not rule out investigating Donald Trump directly and the connection with the Trump campaign and the Russians. And now James Comey gets fired. You put those together and it's pretty clear what's going on here. Donald Trump doesn't want anyone coming any place close to an active investigation into the relationship between the Russians, the Trump campaign, and Donald Trump himself.
It's October 20th, 1973, the Saturday night massacre when Richard Nixon fired Archibald Cox, the special prosecutor.
Perhaps worse than October 20th, 1973.
Most tainted actions by President Nixon.
Hot on his tail on Watergate.
The shades of Nixon.
The Watergate break-in.
The Saturday night massacre.
It looks like he's pulled a Saturday Night Live massacre.
The staff of Nixon's official library were trying to wash the Donald Trump taint off Richard Nixon.
The Richard Nixon library responded to commentary that Comey's firing was Nixonian. In a tweet, they wrote, fun fact, President Nixon never fired the director of the FBI.
Suck it to me.
He has confirmed in recent weeks that the Bureau is investigating Donald Trump's ties to Russia, an issue of grave concern, not just to Democrats and former members of the Clinton campaign, because it was the point they were making.
An existential threat to the administration.
Potentially an existential threat to the country.
Jeffrey Toobin, this is an extraordinary moment in American history.
You bet it is, Wolf. And it's a grotesque abuse of power by the president of the United States. This is the kind of thing that goes on in non-democracies, that when there is a investigation that reaches near the president of the United States or the leader of a non-democracy, they fire the people who are in charge of the investigation. I have not seen anything like this since October 20th, 1973, when President Nixon fired Archibald Cox, the Watergate special prosecutor. This is something that is not within the American political tradition. That firing led indirectly, but certainly, to the resignation of President Nixon. And this is very much in this tradition. This is not normal. This is not politics as usual. This is something that is completely outside how American law is supposed to work. This is not normal. This is not normal. I do know that this is not normal. This is not a normal event in American history. It's not normal, and it's not American. It's not normal. This is not how presidents behave.
Jeff Toobin, I got to start with you. Is this normal?
It's obviously within the president's authority and role to do this. I think he made an important command decision.
I think the firing of Comey couldn't have come soon enough.
The decision the president's made, and we'll go from here.
Today, we'll no doubt hear calls for a new investigation, which could only serve to impede the current work.
They're talking about the firing was Nixonian. It has echoes of Watergate. For the people who are writing those headlines, what's your message to them?
My message is suck it up and move on.
I was told by earlier tonight by a source familiar with discussions inside the White House that they did not expect this to be the political explosion that it was.
This memo from Rod Rosenstein, it says that James Comey was fired for being too mean to Hillary Clinton. Does anyone believe that? Could anyone believe that?
He did the right thing, so I had to fire him. He's got guts. He had to go.
Candidate Donald Trump, that's a fictional character we no longer are allowed to refer to. We can now only refer to the Donald Trump who exists today.
Comey's firing wasn't just Trump's idea, but it was recommended by Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Back when Comey did the things that he presumably just got fired for, Sessions was Team Comey too.
He had an absolute duty, in my opinion, 11 days or not, to come forward with the new information that he has and let the American people know that too. You know, FBI Director Comey did the right thing. When he found new evidence, he had no choice.
That's why this was the right decision at the right time.
He thinks he's above the law. If you remember last summer, he talked about, I could shoot a person in the middle of the street and nothing would happen to me. You remember those comments from President?
Is that what he just did?
He thinks that he can do whatever he wants and that there will be no actual pushback to him. He believes that he has absolute power as the president. He doesn't exactly understand the government. We know this because he tries to rule through executive orders. They don't even send to the right
agencies.
Where did Henry Kissinger come from? Why was he at the White House at this very moment?
The reason that Trump is giving for firing Comey, right? Because there's no other way to describe it. It's a masterstroke, right? This is the Trump administration's explanation for firing the head of the FBI. This is what they say. The memo says, I cannot defend the director's handling of the conclusion of the investigation of Secretary Clinton's emails. And another part of it says, we do not hold press conferences to release derogatory information about the subject of a declined criminal investigation. This is insane. Do you understand the excuse Trump is giving? Trump is basically saying he's doing this because of what Comey did to Hillary.
There's nobody left in America who believes that Donald Trump fired James Comey because James Comey was mean to Hillary Clinton.
They're basically saying this is a substantive critique of him essentially going rogue during the campaign, and that means that he's no longer fit to serve because he still says it's the right thing to do, and the attorney general and the president agree. And they're saying, don't Democrats agree? You guys have been calling for his head forever.
According to the Wall Street Journal, Trump grew unhappy that the media spotlight kept shining on the director. He viewed Comey as eager to step in front of TV cameras, which may explain why, when the two met in the Oval Office in January, Trump's first comment to Comey was about how much media attention he'd been getting.
Oh, and there's James. He's become more famous than me.
The view of Donald Trump, the candidate, and his advisor at the time was not that that was grounds for removing Director Comey, but rather it was celebrated at campaign rallies. It was welcomed as a new piece of evidence or truth that should be included.
But Pat Leahy calls it shocking. He's the second person to call it Nixonian. He says nobody should accept President Trump's absurd justification that he is now concerned with the FBI director treating Secretary Clinton unfairly when the president celebrated the director's egregious mistakes in that investigation.
If anything, Donald Trump, the candidate, wanted more public announcements from Jim Comey, not less. I think that's a striking contrast, given that these are now the grounds for an unusual removal in the middle of his term.
I really disagreed with him. I was not his fan, but I'll tell you what. What he did, he brought back his reputation. He brought it back. He's got to hang tough because there's a lot of people want him to do the wrong thing. What he did was the right thing.
This one goes out to the one I've left behind.
You're fired.
A simple prop to occupy my time. Out.
You're fired.
Fire! Fire! This one goes out.
It took guts for Director Comey to make the move that he made in light of the kind of opposition he had, where they're trying to protect her from criminal prosecution. You know that. It took a lot of guts.
This one goes out.
FBI Director James Comey, are you going to ask for his resignation?
I think that I would rather not comment on that yet. I haven't made up my mind. I respect him a lot. I respect the FBI a lot.
I've left behind a simple prop to occupy my time. This one goes out to the one I love.
You're fired.
Was it a mistake not to ask Jim Comey to step down from the FBI at the outset of your presidency? Is it too late now to ask him to step down?
No, it's not too late, but, you know, I have confidence in him. We'll see what happens. You know, it's going to be interesting.
This one goes out to...
Does the president still have confidence, full confidence in FBI Director James Comey?
I have no reason to believe. I haven't asked him, so I have not asked the president since the last time we spoke about this.
I've left behind another prop has occupied my time. This one goes out to the one I love.
You're fired.
Fire!
We need a special prosecutor right now. What matters as Americans is that we need to get to the bottom of this question of what is the relationship between Donald Trump and the Russians. We need to know that as Americans. And now that Trump has fired three people directly and his own attorney general has recused himself from having anything to do with the investigation because he lied to Congress about his own relationship with the Russians, the American people want us to get to the bottom of this. We must get to the bottom of this, and that starts with an independent prosecutor.
What should the public take away from the fact that there has been no evidence of collusion presented anywhere yet?
Director Clapper made very clear in that hearing that he might well have no knowledge about that evidence, which is the topic of an ongoing FBI investigation. Director Comey, in his testimony just last week, indicated that, in fact, there is an investigation of Trump ties to the hacking and attack by the Russians. And we can't prejudge what the result is, but there's enough evidence and mounting evidence of the involvement of Carter Page and Roger Stone and Paul Manafort. Here's a mosaic that needs to be explored and supervised by a special independent prosecutor.
Foreign minister is sitting down with the U.S. Secretary of State right now. Here's what Sergei Lavrov had to say when reporters asked him about Comey's firing.
Does the Comey firing have a shadow of your talk?
What's the fire? You're kidding.
Mounting evidence suggests that Comey was fired because of the president's irritation with the FBI's Russia investigation.
The New York Times now reporting Comey had asked for more resources for the investigation into Russia just days before he was fired.
CNN sources say Comey's firing comes as subpoenas went out for associates of Michael Flynn.
And I am starting to see bipartisan calls. I mean, John Weaver, longtime advisor to Governor Kasich, talking about how this is a step toward authoritarianism. I think that if the intent was to move the Klieg lights off of Russia, the result is that they will now burn a hole in the topic of Russia. I think that if their motives were anything less than what they've alleged and what they've displayed, which we have reason to believe they might be, I think they just lit a fire under the Russia investigation that will be near impossible to put out.
Even if the Russia investigation does move forward for now, there's a real fear that the Trump administration will just appoint a lackey who does Trump's bidding and tries to slow or even shut down the investigation.
If anyone thinks that a new FBI director is going to come in and the agency will just take over and continue their investigation as if this had never happened, that's not how it works. They will put in a stooge who will shut down this investigation. And now Donald Trump will put in maybe Chris Christie.
Rudy Giuliani was at Trump's D.C. hotel overnight.
Vladimir Putin said this.
President Trump is acting in accordance with his competence.
That really is the point here, isn't it? No one is above the law. The director of the FBI is not above the law. But here's the point. The president of the United States is not above the law.
But even the president of the United States sometimes must have to stand naked.
That's where we are. The president is meeting with a war criminal, Putin's playing space hockey, and the press secretary is hiding in some shrubbery. Did I miss anything?
We didn't get the chance to say it. This is day 110 of the Trump administration.
From Ramsey Lewis,
Bob Dylan, Spike Jones, Golden Earring,
thanks to
Pete
Williams,
Hillary Clinton,
Wolf
Blitzer, Jeff Zellini, Chuck Todd,
Chris
Hayes,
Chris
Matthews, Jeffrey Toobin,
Smith,
Tucker Carlson, Lawrence, Seth Myers, Trevor Noah, Nicole Wallace, Elizabeth Warren,
Rachel
Maddow, Richard Nixon, Anderson Kupel, Paul Brian
Rand,
Paul
Marco Rubio,
Chuck Grassley, Jeff
Sessions,
Mike Pence, Ari Melba, Maria Barty Romo, Sean Spicer, Richard Blumenthal, Sergey Lavrov, Jake Tapper, Vladimir
Putin,
and Brian
Williams.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.